Oi, oi, it's that time. Well, this is a pre-recorded video. It's my birthday today. I am 40 years old, so I'm going to be getting absolutely wasted. When I say wasted, it's a lie. I don't really drink, but I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a good time and enjoy my 40th. I never thought I would make it to the age of 40. Let me know your thoughts and opinions on what I should do to celebrate in the comments below. Do wish me a happy birthday. But look, we're going to continue the video series on how to build a crypto portfolio. We're going to basically a follow along series, if you wish to. You do so at your own risk. I take no liability for any investments that you make. This is not financial advice. It's just what I'm doing. And if you choose to follow along, you do so at your own risk. But look, we're starting with $100. We're going to build it into something very meaningful. If you want to follow along closer, do join us in the free Discord. Link is in the description of the video. And if you want to become a member, you will get to see all the buys and all the sells that Nick, myself, and our team do in the Discord as we're making those buys or sells. You know, it's the best way to keep, you know, informed about what we're doing. But look, let's waste no further time. Let's get down to the desktop. Let's have a look at the crypto market, the portfolio, because it's been a bit of a bloodbath. And yeah, it could be horrendous, but you might be surprised. Let's go. So we're going to start here. Coin market cap, the total market cap of crypto globally is recovering. It's up 1.35% at the time of recording, pre-recorded. We're at $2.01 trillion at the time of recording. Bitcoin at $56,885.50. Still down 14.38% in the last 7 days, but up 1.92% in the past 24 hours. On the other hand, Ethereum, it's down 0.56% in the past 24 hours, but almost 25% down in the last 7 days at 24.64%. The portfolio is down 13.97% at the time of recording. We're down $178.40, and the portfolio stands at $1,098.39. Solana is the top investment, and yeah, you can see the portfolio here. But look, what are we going to be looking at today when it comes to what we should invest in? I think that there's a lot going on in the market, and price is something that we don't always want to pay too much attention to. Like, you want to pay attention to it, but it's not really what's going to be driving the price higher. Just looking at a chart and seeing a, you know, a bit of a ski slope is not necessarily a sign of where the project price or value is going to be 6-12 months from now. And it's a lot, well, a lot of people make this mistake. They see these, you know, charts, they look like ski slopes, and they don't invest, right? And it's really about seeing the value and trying to identify value in the altcoin space, because not all altcoins are built the same. They won't all run at the same time. They won't all perform. It's about finding, you know, something special, whether it's the technology, the team, the actual sector that it's in. Is that sector going to be really bullish over the next 6-12 months or longer, and so on? And it, has it got any longevity about it? Some of these projects haven't, you know, and some have. So look, we're looking at these projects. When we look at this, you know, I would say, you know, most of these projects, if not all of them, they have longevity about them to a point, right? You know, if we look at Chainlink, everything runs on Chainlink. It's so massively integrated. Oracles are required for, you know, the ETFs, for example. You need on an off-chain data, right? Chainlink's going to be the provider of that. Massively undervalued right now, and probably going to be number one by market cap in the future. Once everything is on chain, like Chainlink, in my opinion, is like it's the poster boy of the future. Like, people don't see it just yet, but you know, it's not human nature to move different, you know, companies if your service provider is giving you a great service and doing everything they says on the tin. Chainlink is doing that, right? It's great tech, great team, and massively required. And it becomes more and more required as more and more stuff goes, you know, on chain, right? Like, all the traditional companies, businesses, banks, CBDCs, all this stuff, when it comes on chain, Chainlink's needed, right? It's powering smart contracts. It's you know, smart contracts are not the same without Chainlink. And you know, again, a lot of people sleeping on it. Link is not sexy, right? It's not that sexy altcoin that's getting everybody talking, but it has probably the biggest say in this crypto market when it comes to blockchain technology. You can agree, disagree, let me know in the comments below. But again, that's what we're looking at, right? You got Solana potentially going to get an ETF, Ethereum. Yeah, it's got an ETF and it's just getting started. And we're going to come onto that in a moment. And then obviously, you know, you've got Bitcoin, it's got an ETF and so on, right? We're still really, really early in terms of the adoption aspect of things. So yeah, look, a lot of people not really understanding what's going on here. Ethereum ETFs score 49 million inflows as ETH plunged. So the bounce over 18% in the past 24 hours. What I do want to say is we're going to start to see really big volumes flow into the ETFs for Ethereum. We got the NASDAQ asked to list options on spot Ethereum ETFs filing. Again, really, really big stuff. So that leads us in, you know, it's at like just over 2.5K at the moment. We are going to go market order. We are going to buy $100 worth of Ethereum right now. That is what we're adding to the portfolio. You can see me making the order right here. I'm going to just put in to the portfolio right now how much Ethereum we just bought. We'll add the transaction here, what coin, or that will be ETH. You know, it probably doesn't seem like the most awesome investment, right? 0.039, I think that was 99. So I had another 9 in there, right? Like, it probably doesn't seem like the wildest investment to make, but like, I want to be quite clear. Like, I'm in an RN. Do I go Ethereum? Do I go Chainlink? You know, we did Chainlink last week. I think, you know, we at 2.5K for Ethereum, I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's worth doing. We've obviously increased the portfolio a little bit with $100 investment. It's still really, really slow. We're down now 12.87%. So again, you see how dollar cost averaging really does eat away at the loss aspect of things when your portfolio is down. We are going to see significant gains. I do want to reassure everybody that the gains will come. I'm not shying away. I'm sharing you everything as I do it. I'm really not concerned about, you know, the small market movements, the big crash. We predicted that this was going to happen 18 months ago. We first started talking about expecting a Fed pivot and a stock crash and a crypto crash Q3 2024. For 18 months, I've been telling you this is coming. So for me, we shouldn't be surprised. I had 40% of my capital to one side, ready for this big pull to the downside. I don't think it's over just yet. But at the same time, this is what's going to lead to a monumental bull run and gains like you've never imagined. So look, this portfolio is going to go into like hundreds and hundreds of percent gains, maybe even thousands of percent gains in the coming months. So, you know, for me, it's all about persistence. It's just about building the portfolio, little bits of money here and there where you can. If you go to a supermarket and, you know, your budget is $100 for that week or $200 for that week and you can't afford to put $100 in, it doesn't matter. You know, if you've got $10 left at the end of your shop because actually you didn't get something or the shop didn't have it, put that into cryptocurrency, the right ones that you really believe in, you have conviction on, that you think are going to do really well, that have real world utility. Because, you know, for me, this is a fantastic opportunity to build generational level wealth. I'm not talking about, you know, finding meme coins. I'm not talking about, you know, just like literally picking something at random. I'm talking about doing your research, finding the projects with the best utility that have a real world use case that, you know, fit into where you think the future world is going. I think that is the best way to invest in this space. But you let me know your thoughts, your opinions in the comments below, and I will catch you in the next one. Take care.